Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA or Beef Quality Assurance Program results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level, but beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high-quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, today's markets across the board continue to be extremely volatile. The market sold off right into the close on the live cattle. February finished up about 7 on their last trade at 112.70. February, of course, is now over and behind us. So now April will be the front month. And April and June both finished down the limit today, down $3 at 107.47 in April and $3 as well in the June live cattle at 100.92. So none of these months have gone below 100 yet, but we're right there knocking on the door. If you look at the chart here, some people look at the relative strength index to give us some sort of an idea of momentum. It's at 16.6 on the April live cattle, which of course is extremely what some people consider oversold, anything below 25. And if you look at the market sell-off going back to the middle of January to now, it went from a high of 128.15 all the way down to today's low of 107.47. That's about a 16% sell-off over the last 30 days, or $20.65 a hundred. So pretty big sell-off. Feeder cattle were weaker as well today. We had the March and April down, not the limit, but down about $1.87 in March and $2.02 in April. The sell-off is pretty extreme from that same point. It went from about 150 to 130, so right around $20 a hundred.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else, and we want to help. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987, so let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-2 248-5465.
Today's grain futures market were weaker as well. Beans ended up today down about 2 cents. Chicago wheat ended up down 2. Kansas City actually caught a bid here. It was up 2 to 3 cents. Corn was anywhere from a half lower to 2 higher. So all over the board, it really seems like this coronavirus has the markets in a position here where nobody knows what things should be worth. And you get these really sporadic moves that maybe don't make any direct sense to anything that's happening. Of course, the stock market being down today, just slightly, it actually came back at the end of the day after being down 700 or 800 at one point. The Dow Jones futures ended up down 28 at 25,524, about 900 or 850 off the lows and about 200 off the highs. So extreme volatility with that. Crude is currently down about $1.93 in April at 45.16. Natural gas futures have come back a little bit off their lows, but they're down about 5 cents here with April at 169. So again, across the board, people are trying to sort through all this news, what it means for the American economy and what it means for people going out, what the economy will look like in the days ahead if this virus continues to be an issue, not only in the U.S., but globally.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.